A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Consider your own calling, my brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise in human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So that, as it is written, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord. Whether we were brought to the baptismal font as an infant by our parents, or we freely chose it as an adult, the gift of baptism and being incorporated into the living Christ is a grace of God's loving and provident choice. We were given the gift of faith and the Holy Spirit, not because we were intelligent or beautiful, wealthy or important. It was a free gift of God's love. Faith was not our initiative, but the response to God's choice. So there is no room for boasting or smugness or self-righteousness. Our basic attitude should be one of gratitude for God's goodness. Paul mentions four ways that we can boast in the Lord as his gratuitous grace gives us. Paul says, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. We can boast in Christ as possessing God's very wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Christ is our righteousness, that is, through the merits of his incarnation, passion, death, and resurrection, we have been made just and upright before God. Christ is our sanctification. He is the source of all our holiness as we are more and more conformed to his image. Christ is our redemption because he has saved us from sin. Jesus has restored our relationship to God, and it is just as if I had not sinned. We cannot begin to learn to grow in holiness unless we turn to God as our loving Father. By doing this, we can become the person God intended for us to be before he ever created the world. We can start to love in freedom and forgiveness. The very atmosphere in which we now live in faith, we live and breathe colored by the grace of God's will. Christ is our redemption. It is he who delivers us from our past sins, from our present helplessness, and from our future fears. Christ is the emancipator from slavery to sin and to self. There's one final area I would like to mention for which we should boast in the Lord. That is the simple but immeasurable gift of life as a human being. Every single person created human is made in the image and likeness of God, meaning that we have intellect and will. Every created person yearns to know and to be known, to love and to be loved. The dignity owed to every person is not lessened because of mental or physical handicaps. In fact, those with these difficulties and challenges may deserve even more respect. When I was in high school, I had an English teacher who was physically very deformed. She was about the size of a 25-pound bag of sugar. Her legs and her arms were no more than 8 or 10 inches long, and she was confined to a wheelchair. But I always had a great respect for her determination to pursue a teaching career despite these physical difficulties. We can praise God for the tremendous gift of life. And to show our gratitude and wonder, an appropriate response is to deepen our prayers and efforts to renew a culture of life and a civilization of love in our society.